You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Offer Down by Mel Parsons, and we have Mel on the line with us right now. Morena, how's it going?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Good. And you're dialing in from Ototahi, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Littleton Harbour I am in. Ohiniho, yeah.
What's happening outside your window? What's the world like down there?
To be honest, this morning it's a little bit grim. We've got a drizzly overcast, kind of autumnal kind of a morning.
Much the same here. Right. Yeah, we're very much embracing the autumn season at the moment.
Nice.
And we're here to have a kōrero about your latest track, Little Sadness. It's so gorgeous. You just write the most intricate folk music, which is so enjoyable to listen to. What can you tell us about this track, Little Sadness? Where did it come from?
It's a funny one, this song. It's essentially, I suppose, in terms of, you know, what it means, or what it means to me anyway, it's just that reminder to self that it's okay to have the downtimes, you know, like that. Mm. That sometimes you feel bad, and that those times kind of help your appreciation for everything else. You know, I sort of feel like if you had a charmed life the whole time and it was just good at all times, you would never really appreciate how good that was. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of the co-puffer behind it. Yeah.
And it's certainly, I think, in those moments of sadness where you often feel the warmth of your community the hardest, I've found So it's not necessarily, even though the feeling is sad, it's not necessarily an entirely negative experience.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's quite right. And I feel like it just, I don't know, it almost helps for me. I mean, particularly, I guess, as a songwriter, you know, that having that depth of feeling, like personally in my own life, I think it, I don't know, it just helps your like understanding of humanity and, you know, other people and things that people are going through and just, I don't know. Not that I like revel in being sad, you know, but I think it's just like an acceptance of those times. It's like, it's going to be shit sometimes, you know, and that's okay. And it's fine to sit with it, or it's fine to try and get out of it. It's just kind of, you just have got to roll with it, you know?
Absolutely. How do you operate as a songwriter? Because you write from the heart, your songs are honest and beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you do it by yourself? Is it a very sort of personal introspective experience, or do you prefer to collaborate? What does the life of songwriting look like for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, mostly exactly like you say, like my songs are generally very, you know, they come from like I write from a, personal experience generally. And so for the most part, especially lyrically, it starts with me, just, you know, pouring out into notebooks and phones and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this song actually, that particularly the lyrics were all mine, but the musical side of it was a collaboration with a producer, Josh Logan, who I made this record with. So it's sort of it's a bit of a mix, but mostly it does start very kind of very pure, I suppose you could say. It's just me with a guitar and a notebook and just kind of seeing what comes out. And, you know, sometimes it's great, sometimes it's terrible.
That's the name of the game, though.
That's the name of the game.
And then you can polish it up.
100%. Yeah. You'll never hear the terrible stuff. That's you guys won't, you know. They hit the floor. They hit the floor and then you kind of got to, it's sort of like a little bit of a metaphor for life, you know. You got to go through that, you know. You got to get the shitty songs out so that you can get to the good stuff anyway.
Absolutely. And, you know, you got to have fun with it as well.
Exactly.
Do you have to sort of psych yourself up to show someone a song that you've like written by yourself and in this sort of very personal mindset? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's terrifying. It's like showing someone your diary.
Totally, you know? Yeah.
And it's so, even though obviously the people that I choose to share that with, you know, my nearest and dearest and most trusted, but it doesn't matter, you know. Sometimes almost those people are the harder ones to show it to because they know you so well. So it's a funny old process.
Especially, I guess, if you're writing a song that is about embracing sadness. I mean, I know from personal experience, sometimes you're like, I don't want this person to know that I'm ever not happy. Like
100%. 100%. Yeah, exactly.
You're like, just so you know, I'm fine.
I know. I feel like having like a little tag disclaimer at the end of it. It's like, but I'm all good. Like, I'm all fine. It's just, you know. Yeah,
oh, my
yeah.
God, totally. what I really like about Little Sadness is that you do hear that that collaborative nature that's so intrinsic to folk music. What was it like making this song with Josh?
It was really fun. It was really, you know, contrary to the kind of the downer nature of the title. it was really fun. Like, Josh is he's first and foremost, he's a musician. So he works as a producer, but he's one of those annoying people that play every instrument.
Ah, yes.
And, those ones, you know, he came up with, you know, all the parts and that beautiful guitar part. And, it was just really fun. And we have a pretty natural sort of way of working together. So, it was enjoyable. And I sort of feel like the more because this coming up, this record that's coming out is actually going to be my sixth album, which feels kind of crazy, but
that's incredible.
I feel like, it's just kind of, time has just kind of, you know, gone on and I just carry on writing and here we are. But I feel like as I go through I care less about, like, I love and I deeply care about my audience and my listeners, but I care less about, I don't think about what the audience will think of it. First and foremost, I just make the song exactly the way that I want to make it. And then I hope that they like it. You know, I'm not trying to craft anything. I'm not like, oh, they'll like it if I do this, you know? So it's sort of I think over the years I've gotten a lot more, I don't want to say pure, but you kind of know what I mean. Like I'm a bit more true, I think, to exactly the sound that I want to make. And I feel like hopefully things are getting better for that, you know?
I think, you know, when you write something that you want to write and it's honest and it's true, there's always going to be someone that relates to it and, you know, respects that honesty in your songwriting.
Yeah, I feel like that. And I definitely feel as well that people really only connect when it is honest and true. You know, I think
people can smell a rat.
100%, 100%. You can smell an oral rat. Absolutely. Yeah. So I think that's the nice thing as well about being a folk artist is that it's very, audience love to hear just the, you know, kind of warts and all, the trueness of it, yeah.
Hmm. Now, Little Sadness, it's the first track off your upcoming album, is that correct?
So Offer Down is the first has come out. Yeah. And then, so this is the second single, and then, it hasn't been announced yet, but it will be, it's the middle of this year that the record's coming out.
Oh,
yeah.
Is there anything you can give us away about what the album will be about, or is it all hush hush?
It's kind of, I mean, in terms of the theme and style of it, it's kind of, it's sort of in this kind of a vein, you know. It's not, it's funny, you know, like I'm a very actually upbeat, optimistic, happy kind of a person, but for some reason the songs, you know, come out like, but I love sad music, so, and I love to listen to sad music, so that's kind of what I make. So it's kind of in that kind of a, I suppose it's in that kind of a vein. But anyone that knows what I write is, it's not a huge departure from previous records, I guess you could say.
Well, I can't wait to hear the rest of it if it's anything like this track. We're going to jump into
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you for coming on the show to have a kōrero about Little Sadness.
Oh, great pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. I think we should jump into it now.
Awesome.
Have a great rest of your day, Mel.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.
Ka kite.
Ka kite. A little bit of struggle is good for the soul. Scar your hands digging out of the hole. Scars remind you to stand up tall. Scars remind you you hear it all. Use your mind, your money, your time. Lose your way, get left behind. Oh, helps me stand, helps me sing. A little bit of sadness is a vital thing. You don't know what you can see. A little bit of sadness walking.
was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.